the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Welcome, everyone. Wednesday midweek edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Lots to get to. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. We were scheduled to talk with Cal yesterday. Maybe more apropos, we talked to him today, as a matter of fact. So we will do that coming up here. We'll talk Major League Baseball playoffs. We know three of the final four combatants for the World Series and the World Championship for 2016. So we will talk about that with Cal coming up in just a little bit. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be joining us as well. And Chris will be talking fantasy football with you out there. And then at the very end of the program, we're going to talk about a big event at Carver Hawkeye Arena coming up on Friday night for an all-star high school wrestling meet. That'll be coming up, and we'll kick that around a little bit at the end of the program today as well. Plus, we have a Little Caesars prize pack to give away again. All this week, Mark and I are handing out five, count them, Mark, five free Little Caesars pizzas each day.
Cinco.
Yes, very good. Hot, out of the oven, and fresh, delicious Little Caesars Hot and Ready Classic Pizza. You can get them at all ends of the corridor, locations in Iowa City, here in Cedar Rapids, and in Waterloo. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. And they are hiring right now at all Little Caesars locations. Find out more. Go to our website. We have a link to their website, KGYMradio.com. Of course, one thing to talk about, Mr. Mark Dukes today. We'll get into it more with Cal Eldred coming up. Yes, the NHL starts tonight. Mm-hmm. Blues and Blackhawks. No, that's not it. That's not it. Iowa State Men's Basketball Media Day today.
Nah.
No? Nah? Co, number 23 in the country.
Sure.
All right. yes, the Cubs advanced with a win last night as they come up with the big finish in the ninth inning against the San Francisco Giants. They knock out the Giants and end the even year reign, I guess, for lack of a better word, for the Giants. And they come away with the improbable victory last night. And the Cubs now will await either the Nationals or the Dodgers coming up. And game one of that series will be on Saturday. Still no game time, but don't fool yourself. It will be Saturday night. So there you go. One for the ages last night for the Chicago Cubs.
Really was a remarkable comeback. You don't see that in the regular season very often, let alone in the postseason at as you're the visitors. So hats off to the Cubs moving on to the National League Championship Series for the second consecutive year. And, I really wondered what would happen in Game 5 at Wrigley Field. Had the Cubs not rallied, but really exposed the Giants' bullpen.
Yes, it did.
I thought.
And Bruce Bochy made some, I thought, some shaky moves in that ninth inning.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But you can't take it away from the Cubs. They came through with clutch hitting in that ninth inning, and they come away with a victory, something that's never been done in baseball history. There have been comebacks like that. I know today is, the 30th anniversary of the big comeback with the Red Sox and the Angels that the Red Sox won the championship series, coming back against Donnie Moore. And obviously, we don't want to go into what happened with Donnie Moore later on. But if you recall, it was a four-run rally by the Red Sox, but the Angels tied it in the bottom of the ninth, and they went to extra innings. Believe, and Jason Stark of ESPN was tweeting this out earlier today, that what the Cubs did has never been done before. Just another brick in the wall as far as things going. Hey, when it's your year, Mark, it's your year, right?
Well, yeah, up till now.
But the Cubs are where they were last year now.
And they're doing what they're supposed to do. It's no big surprise, is it?
Shouldn't be.
I mean,
I guess.
If the Twins were predicted to win 68 games as they were in Vegas and were in the Cubs position, that'd be an underdog of epic proportions. But everybody had the Cubs at or near the top at the beginning of the season. They won 97 games, made it to the championship series last year. And they're where they were last year, basically. Now, should they move on to the World Series?
They're ahead of the
game. Win the World Series, that's another story.
Absolutely. They're ahead of the game if they do that. Get into the World Series even, as they were knocked out of this round last year by the New York Mets. So, as far as Cub fans out there, we want to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Let us know on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line what you think. Who do you want to play? Do you want to play the Nats or do you want to play the Dodgers? Pitching matchup is out for tomorrow night's Game 5 in the nation's capital. Advantage Nationals, you got to think, Mark. Max Scherzer will toe the rubber for the Washington Nationals against Rich Hill for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You got to think big advantage for the Nationals.
That's why the Nationals brought him in. That's why the Cubs have brought in some superb pitching and position players, and they paid off. And I'd like to think Scherzer will pay off in Game 5. Subject of our poll question today, KGYMRadio.com, which team is the better matchup for the Cubs in the NLCS? Would it be the Dodgers or the Nationals? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, our friends out on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
We'll ask Cal that question when we talk with him coming up in a little bit. First blush, what would be your answer to that question? What team would the Cubs rather see, the Nationals or the Dodgers? Both teams with injuries right now in the pitching staff. Probably a little bit more thump as far as the Nationals are concerned.
Kershaw on the Dodgers side.
You got Kershaw, who threw a bunch of pitches last night on 3 days rest. I don't know. I think it's going to be a great series either way. Remember, it's best of seven in the championship series. It's not the
Kershaw
best of
be
five.
Ready to go Saturday.
Yeah, he'd be ready to go. Well, what would it be? It'd be Wednesday. Yeah, he'd be ready to go.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, it'd be on 3 days rest again. Save him for game two, perhaps.
No, today, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, 3 days rest.
3 days rest. Yeah. There you go. Let's go to the phones and bring in Nick from Cedar Rapids, who wants to talk some Cubs baseball. Nick, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Dodgers, I think, just because basically pitching and take another game up, you know, and all they got really is Kershaw is all I see.
Yeah, Rich Hill right now, the number two, and he's, you
he's
know,
nicked up a little bit. Yeah, sorry about that, Nick. But
yes, no, we nicked up, Nick. Yeah, we get what you were going there. And Rich Hill has had his moments, but he's not a number two that scares you, I think, at this present time. Nationals are doing their darndest to try to get Steven Strasburg back and up and running, but I don't think it's going to happen. He had a little bit of a setback with a session on the side, if you will, a bullpen session, and kind of step back a little bit. So I don't anticipate Steven Strasburg pitching for the Washington Nationals, which makes what they did 2 years ago even dumber, in my opinion. But, hey, I'm not in charge of a Major League Baseball team.
Jerry Ask Investments text line available, 319-366-1600, 8082 weighing in, hoping for the Dodgers. Their pitchers are going to be tired. 62-10, the Dodgers. Remember what Murphy did to the Cubs last year. He killed us.
And he's doing the same thing against the Dodgers in this go-around right now. I would agree. I think the Cubs would rather face the Dodgers. Yeah, I don't know. There's some very interesting things about a potential Final Four here, and we'll get into that with Cal coming up here in just a little bit. But you know what's going on. I kidded with you on this. Here's what's going to happen tomorrow night. It's going to go 20 innings, and each team is going to use their entire pitching staff. That's kind of the way the Cub year has gone. It's going to go 20 innings tomorrow.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be available to pitch coming up on Saturday.
What grinds me a little bit is this talk by some folks out there that this Cubs are the greatest story of sports story of all time.
Yes.
All time?
That's a big statement.
All time?
You asked me about this year, and I said, yes, this year, for sure. No doubt.
I would agree, but I go back to the fact that the Cubs are doing what they're expected to do. They haven't won anything more than NLDS right now, right?
True.
You know, to look ahead and forecast a World Series championship, it'd be one of the best stories of all time. But I don't think you're going to convince Joe Namath that that wasn't a hell of a story back in Super Bowl III.
The fledgling AFL.
18-point dogs
beating
to the
NFL.
Mighty Colts.
Yep.
Or anybody on the Miracle on the on Ice team. Let's just wait and see what plays out first.
I threw out Tiger's first Masters win.
Nobody cares about golf. You know that.
Yeah, but that was a socioeconomic thing.
It was indeed.
When Tiger won.
Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier.
Yep, another one. And that's a whole other topic for another show.
Right now, the Cubs are one of the best sports stories of all time because of their futility. 108 years without getting a sniff of a World Series championship. So I guess if the Cubs happen to go ahead and win the World Series, it would certainly rank right up there.
Well, we're going to go back to the phones. We'll bring in Steve from Cedar Rapids, who wants to comment on the Cubs here at 3:15. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Hey, I looked at those rosters, and I honestly think it's almost a toss-up of who they'd face. And so what I have decided to pick, that I'd like to see the Nationals so that they'd have a little better times when the games were on.
Oh,
that's a great point, Steve.
I don't think you're going to have to worry, Steve, because I think this series is going to be the primetime series all the way through. That's just my thoughts on it. But, taking a page from the divisional series, the baseball starting times have been all over the place so far.
Yeah. And I wondered if they did have the Dodgers, what would be prime time out there? It wouldn't be to have it on, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be daytime game.
Well, and they may push it back to 8:30, 9 o'clock starts out on the West Coast. Who knows? But as we know, TV dictates everything, right, Steve?
Okay. Well, I'll vote for the East Coast team.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Speaking of the Nats, wouldn't that be a hell of a story? Franchise has never won a pennant.
Never had a sniff when they were the Montreal Expos. Best year the Expos had was the strike year.
Yeah.
And never had a World Series.
Some really good players.
Some great players played. Going back to Rusty Staub.
Andre Dawson, Gary Carter.
Tim Raines.
Tim Raines.
Go right down. There are some terrific Montreal Expos that never got a sniff of the World Series. But that's what... and of course the Dodgers, if they make it into the Final Four, they would be the team that has, of course, all the pedigree behind them. Not necessarily this particular team, but they do have the pedigree behind them. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Cal Eldred, get his thoughts on Major League Baseball's playoffs. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class here, Wednesday edition on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
It's a Class 3A District 3 get-together this Friday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as 3A number 2 Xavier hosts Benton Shelsburg. The unbeaten Saints have clinched a playoff spot and can win the district title outright with a win over the upset-minded Vikings. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Benton Shelsburg at number 2 Xavier. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. Unash and Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Big show as we roll on, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. No baseball coming up tonight. We have BNA to talk about coming up later on. Our nemesis will be, and it's not the Pen Pals, Mark. We go up against them. But more on that coming up in a little bit. Cal Eldred set to join us right now, talk Major League Baseball. Usually joins us on Tuesdays, but you were out there drilling with those first-year guys and those rookies down in instructional ball, weren't you yesterday, Cal?
Yes, I was. It was. I apologize for getting stuck with 74 young Kansas City Royals who are trying to get to the major leagues and win a world championship.
That's okay, man. That's all right. Maybe it's better off we're talking today because of what happened last night at AT&T Park in San Francisco, huh?
Yeah, I think you're right. It was. I had the same thought last night, and these late ball games, guys, are killing my schedule. We're up here up around 4:30 in the morning here and working most of the day, but it's not work, it's baseball. But watching that game last night, the amazing Cubs coming back, the Giants seeing once again their bullpen fall apart, which has been their nemesis for so much of the second half of the season.
Well, anyway, let's talk about that a little bit. Is that just another indication of this is it's kind of a foregone conclusion that the Cubs, this is their year, they're going to get things done? I mean, it was a heck of a comeback, but a lot of things went well.
Well, you know, Scott, I think it's interesting because talking with a lot of the coaches, guys, are, you know, some of the guys that are even big league guys are down here getting some work in the complex in Arizona, and they said that things like what happened last night in that Cub-Giant game reminds them of their season last year, that when they needed to come back, they came back and got the big hit, got two bullpens, had the big outing by good starting pitching, and then pitching like the Cubs, their bullpen did a fantastic job last night. So they just reminded them a lot of the success and the good things that went their way. And, yeah, it's man, when they don't get a good start, the Cubs still seem to some way find a way to score enough runs.
Hey, Cal, our poll question today is this. Which is the better matchup for the Cubs, the Dodgers or Nationals?
Oh, wow. I really think at this point probably the Dodgers. But it's just like that both of these teams, the Dodgers and the Nationals, are just trying to feel their way through this division series. Both of these teams have had trouble in the division series in the past and just couldn't get out of that series. And I don't know. I think it's kind of a toss-up either way, but you look at the Nationals not having Ramos. You pick your poison, whether you think Scherzer's a better matchup for the Cubs or whether Kershaw is. But I think you really look at it, both of those guys are going to end up pitching. Kershaw already did, so I think it's kind of a toss-up. I do say, though, that I think the Nationals match up better with the Cubs. So I guess my answer, I think the Cubs would rather see the Dodgers.
I think you're right on that. Cal Elder joining us at 3:22 here in the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Yes, with that being said, you still have Game 5 to be played between the Nationals and the Dodgers. Got to be a big advantage for Washington with Max Scherzer trotting out there against Rich Hill. But weirder things have happened. This has been a very good series so far.
It has. You've seen some offense. You've seen some big plays. You've seen some really good starting pitching too. So, the thing about it is seeing, the will of the Nationals kind of pushing through here. And I think that, to me, that's what's going to come out here in the end. Scherzer went to Washington to win a World Series. That's why he signed there. You see Zimmerman, who says, I stuck with this organization because I think we can win a championship. And you got the young Bryce Harper and Trey Turner. There's some youth there, too. So, man, that's why I think that I favor Washington in this, but it's going to – you just never know. And Rich Hill has reinvented himself. He's got a pitch. I don't see him going to strike out a ton of guys. If the Nationals can force the Dodgers to play defense, they're going to be all right.
Back to the Cubs for a minute, Cal. We know pretty much the acquisitions that have been made the last couple, 3 years, the young prospects. I thought Baez was phenomenal at second base and continues to be. Do you liken this build to where the Cubs are now to any other franchise? Would it be more like the Yankees and when they could buy talent or any other franchise? Does this remind you of?
Well, you kind of looking at it and you think of, you know, I don't know. I guess you're looking at teams now where the Cubs usually see teams that try to have guys that can play multiple positions. And the Cubs have drafted players that can do that, playing, you know, with Russell, who can play second, he can play short, he can play third. Baez, same thing. Schwarber, who they thought, can he catch, can he go to play the outfield? Obviously, Bryant, probably going to be the MVP, and he plays multiple positions in different days. You just didn't see that before. And I think this model has been used in the past. I think Tony La Russa used it at times with using, but he would have two or three players like that, not four or five or six. And that's what you're seeing with the Cubs. They're getting such, the difference is the Cubs have been in a position to get extremely talented guys. They've got three guys that could probably play shortstop for any big league team. And so you watch this, but the one thing they have been able to do, and you have to have, is you have to have that starting pitching. And remember, guys, you ask the Giants, maybe they think, Matt Moore got them to the end of the game, but they needed that closer. It's got to be a complete team. And it's easier to have a complete team when you've got young guys that you have under control contract-wise and financially, and be able to add an Aroldis Chapman and sign a John Lester.
Lester, they haven't announced it yet. I believe they haven't, but probably more than likely will go in game number one. Same rotation probably coming up for the Cubs as they head into the National League Championship Series. Our predictions have been kind of... Mark Dukes, by the way, all but one of the series he has gotten right. Cal, you and I, we kind of stink at this.
Well, I think I think in games alone, I was like 0 for 6 at one time.
You got the Cubs right. And other than that...
I think a kindergartner could have got that one.
We all got the Cubs right. Mark got the Giants right. And Mark and I got Toronto right. We all had Boston. We all went down the ship on that one. And Mark was the only one that had Toronto. We all have Washington advancing, too.
Well, I was reliving parts of my career in the first couple games with Baltimore and the Mets losing on the long ball at the end of the game. Been there, done that. It was painful for a couple nights.
Yeah, shoved into the background here, Cal, is the American League Championship Series between Toronto and Cleveland. I think I like Toronto a lot there, but Cleveland coming up with some very good pitching. And surprisingly swept the Red Sox. So how do you look at this series?
Well, what I see is I really did. I think I underestimated the bullpen of the Cleveland Indians. And you see Allen at the end, and obviously Miller thrown at what they feel like is a key time to use their one left-hander in the bullpen, even though their closer, Allen, has really good numbers against left-handers. But some of the other guys in the bullpen did a fantastic job in the first series against Boston and just absolutely shut them down. And then their young offense found a way to score some runs. And it seems like with Cleveland, it's not the same guy every night. And what that does to a pitching staff when you're going through a lineup is you always have to be on your toes. You just never know who's going to get you. So it's, you know, I like, you know, Toronto is hot.
Yep.
And when they're swinging the bats, like they're swinging the bats, they can come back at any time. And, you know, guys, if I pick somebody, then my suggestion would be anybody out there that's putting money on it, pick the other team right now. But I could see Toronto pushing through here. Mark, it's something that I don't want to do that, but Cleveland's going to be tough to beat, especially if it comes down to a bullpen game. Mm.
Cleveland's pitching against Toronto's hitting. I think what you have right now, everything inside of me says Toronto, 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 but pitching and defense win at this time of the year, which guides me toward Cleveland. Oh, we lost Cal. from Instructional League in Arizona. I believe Surprise, Arizona, as a matter of fact. We'll get Cal back on here. He'll give us a call back. At 3:28, we'll spend a few more minutes with Cal, and then we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com.
Tim Tebow doing divine things down there. I don't know.
I think we're going to skip that there. But Cal, you back?
I am. Sorry, guys.
No problem. You're down in the desert, so we give you a break on that. Here you go. We were talking about this before we went on the air, Cal. Get your thoughts on it. The final four teams could be this. Everyone's talking about the Cubs. They haven't won in 108 years. We understand that. If the Nationals win, they've never won, whether it be the Montreal Expos or the Washington Nationals. Cleveland hasn't won since 1948, I believe. And Toronto, heck, they're the sitting kingpins of this. They haven't won since 93, and I think that was their only one. So you're going to have some great story coming out of this thing.
You know, I was thinking about that the other night, and you really think about what this will mean to those franchises and what that should mean down the road for them. And in the consistency that Toronto's had, the consistency that Cleveland is trying to get, and it is going to possibly be a huge, huge difference in how these organizations go forward.
Cleveland right now is probably saying, hey, don't forget about us. It's been a long time since we won a World Series. Or even they have been close a few times here with Albert Bell and that group and Kenny Lofton and whatnot. But it's been a while for the Cleveland Indians. I don't know.
They had some exceptional teams in the 90s, but it was the Toronto Blue Jays at that point in time that slowed them down.
Everything's cyclical, isn't it?
It is.
Cal, we had a poll question earlier this week about David Ortiz, Big Poppy, whether he is a Hall of Famer. And I can't find any record that you faced Big Poppy. You faced Luis Ortiz and Junior Ortiz, but I don't know that you ever faced David Ortiz.
That's funny because I actually did face David Ortiz, and it was in the World Series, believe it or not. Guys.
Oh.
How'd you do?
If you watch the replay, he hit a foul ball off me about 700 feet down the right field line. Fortunately, it was foul, and then I did get him out. So that was a good move. But he's a guy that has had an amazing career, and he's meant a lot to people in Boston. And I don't think I need to remind you that the Twins released him, Mark.
I know.
Mark knew the date.
December 16th, 2002.
There you go. It doesn't hurt, actually, though.
It was to actually get a guy on the roster, a second baseman. I forget his name, but I was talking to Mike Sweeney about it the other day, and Mike actually knew the guy's name that they released David Ortiz for. And I can't say his name. I don't remember his name because it's not like rolls off your tongue like Chuck Knobloch or something.
It wasn't Chuck. I know that. It was not Chuck Knobloch. Let's get to your predictions here.
No?
Okay.
Mark's got a question first.
Well, would you put a Poppy in the Hall of Fame?
Wow.
It's a DH thing, I know. And our argument was that
Edgar Martinez
is there too.
Yeah, those are two guys that Edgar Martinez meant as much to the Seattle Mariners in the years that he played there and was as big a cog in that lineup as David Ortiz has been in Boston. We just remember David Ortiz, obviously, because it's been right refreshed in front of our minds and our eyes. And you guys know, you watch baseball then, Edgar Martinez was the toughest out in the American League for a long time. And if that's a position in the game of baseball in DH and they dominate it like they do and like they had in their careers, then I think you put DHs in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
What's your prediction, Cal? We'll all throw it out here because we've all been just terrific as far as this is concerned.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the American League. I'm going to jump into the championship series right away, and I'm going to choose. It'd be easy for me. My gut tells me that I need to go with Toronto because of their experience.
and how they feel like they just they want to get it done so bad, and that Cleveland needs another year to get it done. So, but everything in me wants to go with Cleveland. But right now, I'm going to go with the Toronto Blue Jays in that one. I think Washington will win the game tomorrow, and then you're going to have – then I guess we can wait to predict once we know that – but I do feel the Cubs will beat either one, either the Dodgers or the Nationals.
I think the Cubs will win the pennant in the National League and move on to the World Series. Wow.
What do you got, Scott?
I'm going to go against everything there, every fiber of my being, and pick Toronto. By the way, Kluber, Bauer, Tomlin, Clevinger, your rotation for the Tribe, that was just released. Mark?
I'm going Toronto as well. They hit everybody. I mean, that's a powerful lineup, and I think it's a lineup that could give the Cubs issues.
We all picked the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago Cubs. Now, that's not fun.
Call your bookie and bet on Cleveland.
All right, Cal, we'll let you get back to teaching the youngsters out there in the desert.
All right, guys. Enjoy the baseball. Get your sleep tonight. It's hard staying up till 12:30 in the morning watching extra inning games and getting up at 4. But, hey, it's the postseason. Enjoy it.
There you go. Thanks, Cal. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
Cal Elder joining us from Arizona and the Kansas City Royals Instructional League down there at the Royals Complex. 3:35. Let's do this. Let's get, before we get to Chris Liss, a Bowling Night in America preview. Mark, courtesy of May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Tom Churchka, everybody over there, for helping us out. They are our congenial hosts each Wednesday night for 32 strong weeks.
Indeed. Rusty Nails, not a bad start. 11-9, tied for fourth, I think, right now.
But not far from the top.
Not far from the top. You're on tonight. I'm off for a second straight
week.
Yeah,
that was a schedule snafu on your part.
Well, I asked for it off last week, and I'm scheduled off this week, so maybe that'll just help going down the road. I don't know.
We'll see.
But, yeah, Nemesis Barry's Lanes.
Seems like they have our number.
They really have given us issues, so hopefully we can turn the tide tonight and get about 4 points on the board for the good guys. So we'll see. Text me tonight. Let me know.
Way down on the end on 31 and 32, where weird
great,
things have always happened to the Rusty Nails. So there you go. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. Chris Liss, rotowire.com, is going to join us. Your fantasy football questions are welcome at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall engine performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, buy one 10-ounce Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Limited time only. Restrictions and details in store.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Is your vehicle a road warrior with 75,000 miles or more? If so, then we've got the perfect motor oil for you. Pennzoil Platinum High Mileage with Pure Plus technology. A full synthetic made from natural gas, not crude oil. It's specially formulated to reduce leaks and oil consumption in high mileage vehicles. Make the switch today at your nearest Walmart location and let the performance speak for itself.
Ice cold Dr. Pepper and college football go way back. They belong together like crazy upsets and stadium flyovers, t-shirt guns and slow-mo cams, Wildcats and flea flickers. Having a college football gathering without Dr. Pepper is like having a whiteout game without shirts. Basically, we wouldn't recommend it. So next time you have a tailgate, home gate, or whatever else kind of gate, grab some ice cold Dr. Pepper to make your college football party one of a kind. Dr. Pepper, it's a college football tradition. Available at Walmart.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you on a busy Wednesday show at 3:38. So we're going to talk a little wrestling coming up before the top of the hour. We got a Little Caesars pizza prize pack to give away coming up as well. But right now, give us your fantasy football questions because we are set to talk with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, direct from Berlin, Germany. 319-366-1600. You can reach us via the phone lines or the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. Mark, that I'm sure is lit up right now. But Chris, good afternoon. How are you? Or good evening.
Yeah, what's going on? It's 10:30 at night here.
I'm sorry. Good night then.
Exactly.
Oh, man. My gosh, thank goodness for a late Jameis Winston to Mike Evans hookup on Monday night. That's all I can say.
I bailed you out, huh?
Yes, it did.
Hey, I needed a tight end this morning, Chris, and I was surprised to see Jimmy Graham still out there.
Yeah, I have him as the number five tight end.
Really?
You know, because how often has a tight end gotten back-to-back 100-yard games in the last 5 years?
Right.
Probably not very often. So, looks like he's healthy. Seattle's receiving tree got a lot thinner with Tyler Lockett being banged up. It's Baldwin and it's Jimmy Graham. That's it. So he's a top five tight end in my opinion.
I was very happy with that. Yeah,
I was also helped out by a Hunter Henry touchdown that I picked up Hunter Henry for 1 week. So that worked out very well for the 1 point win.
Nice. 1 point win is exactly what you want, Scott. You want to really put the knife on their back when you beat them, not just beat them soundly. You want to make them suffer.
On the text line, Chris, 9276 needs two of these in a standard league: Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde, Jordan Howard.
I would go Howard and Miller. Hyde is on the road against a pretty tough Bills defense.
Liking Howard more and more. 99-81 PPR league, Ryan Matthews or Theo Riddick?
I would go with PPR, probably go Theo Riddick.
94-89, would you trade Ryan Matthews and the Vikings defense for Michael Crabtree?
No.
I would agree with that. No.
0-4-3-9.
I'm not a big Crabtree guy. I think, you know, he got his touchdowns, a three-touchdown game, but I don't think he's that good.
0-4-3-9, would you start Jamal Charles or Frank Gore in a PPR league?
I would want to wait to see the practice report on Charles, but I would lean Charles if everything's good. If he's full go all 3 days, then I would.
Yes, Charles has been full go this week, off the bye week. So I think we're going to see much more Jamal Charles on Sunday at Oakland.
And it's a good matchup for him, too.
67-11, another Crabtree question. I've been offered a trade. They want Michael Crabtree from me for Tevin Coleman. Accept or not?
I wouldn't trade Crabtree for Coleman. I think Coleman is still a backup. I know he's had some crazy numbers so far, but I think that's going to regress.
Similar to a previous question, need two of these, 48-15. Forte, Coleman, or Howard?
I would go Howard for sure above those two guys.
94-50, Brady or Newton?
I would go probably Newton in New Orleans.
And Newton is, I think, near or is out of concussion protocol right now.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be okay and ready to go.
Make sure he's okay, but him in New Orleans is going to be as good as it gets, pretty much.
Riding a scooter without a helmet tipped off everything, I think, Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
1287, Dalton or Rivers?
I got to go Rivers.
Standard league scoring from 94-89, Jeremy Curley or John?
You know what? I'm going to take that back. I forgot Rivers is hosting Denver. I'm going to go Dalton.
Okay.
And that's a Thursday night game, too. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, which is usually ugly, unwatchable, and not very good for fantasy.
Isn't Cincinnati at New England?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad matchup, but I think he's going to have to throw a lot at least.
90-49 standard scoring league, Jeremy Curley or John Brown?
John Brown.
44-20, I traded away Matt Jones for Doug Martin. Was that a good move?
It might end up being a good move, but Martin has to get healthy. He's on bye now, so it's hard to tell. But if he's 100% healthy, I think it's going to end up being a good move.
319-366-1600. Let us know your question for Chris out there at 343. I have a question for you. Not a very smart move on my part. I got rid of Justin Forsett. Now he's been picked up by the Detroit Lions. I think they're going to use him a lot. Theo Riddick back to maybe a third down back. But is it a good idea to pick up a Forsett if you need a back out there?
You know, it's funny. People have been saying that on my Twitter feed, and it might be, but I wouldn't lose much sleep over cutting him. I mean, he's just okay at best, and he's not going to get the third down work. So maybe he has some upside as an early down guy, but, I mean, sure, if you're desperate, pick him up, but I wouldn't lose sleep over having dropped him.
2408 is in a PPR league. Michael Floyd or Cameron Meredith?
I'm going to say Meredith. Floyd is just so erratically used.
And Arizona's been erratic so far this year.
Yes, they have.
67-11 needs to start one in a non-PPR. Devontae Parker, Tavon Austin, Robert Woods, or Philip Dorsett?
I'm going to say Tavon Austin. I love Devontae Parker as a player, and he's 50-50 between him and Parker. But I think Austin's going to get some work and, you know, maybe get a touchdown. I think that Parker has huge upside. They just don't throw to him enough, so I'm going to have to say Austin.
Tavon coming off, he actually caught some passes last week. A surprise to me, one of his fantasy owners.
Well, remember, he's playing the Lions, and the Lions always find a way to lose, so it'll probably be like a kick return touchdown or something. You know, they'll probably punt it to him when they should kick it out of bounds or something stupid, so it's a good spot for him.
0439 is in a PPR league. Would you trade McCoy and Jordan Matthews for Julio Jones?
Ooh. Yeah, I probably would.
1288 is in a 12-team league. Cousins or Alex Smith?
I would go Alex Smith with this matchup.
1878, Macklin or Graham in my flex in a PPR league?
I would go, that's a close call, actually. I would maybe go Macklin with this matchup.
Chiefs have always, and I shouldn't say this, I shouldn't say anything, shouldn't open my mouth, Chiefs have played well in Oakland for the most part over the last handful
Oakland
of years.
Oakland has been really weak against the pass, too. And, you know, you never know if they're going to really throw the ball in Kansas City ever, but, you know, it's Macklin, Kelce, and Charles. I mean, that's all they really have in the passing game. And you think, you know, so at least one or two of them are going to go off this week.
And Andy Reid has been terrific coming off a bye in his career.
Yes, mm-hmm. He has.
Very good with both the Eagles and the Chiefs.
1878 has Kaepernick on my bench. Will he be playable down the road?
You know, I would definitely wait and see. He wasn't very good the last time he played. There's really a lot of upside in the Chip Kelly offense, but in a one quarterback league, you know, you're probably never going to use him. But there's that small chance that he blows up. So I guess you can hold on and wait and see.
Two Newton questions, Cam Newton, that is. Stafford or Newton?
If Newton is healthy, he's probably my number one quarterback this week.
Newton or Carr?
Newton.
And Newton, yep.
67-11 is in a PPR league. Cameron Meredith or Tavon Austin?
I'll go Meredith with that matchup against Jacksonville.
We've never had so many Cameron Meredith questions here on the Gym Class.
Oh, we didn't even know who he was 2 weeks ago, right?
That's right. Didn't have any idea. Nobody had any idea out there.
Yeah, nobody knew who that guy was.
The power of fantasy football. There it is. 319-366-1600. A couple more minutes here with Chris. If you have a question out there, get your question to us ASAP.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterback stories out there this week, Chris. Carson Palmer. Apparently cleared by the Cardinals. The Cowboys are going to have a decision down the road with Romo and Prescott. What do you know about Simeon this week?
I know that it's a game-time decision right now, and on a short week, I really don't know, but I think it does make a difference for Sanders and Thomas. They'll get their targets even if it's Lynch, but to me, Lynch did not look ready against Atlanta, and Simeon's looked a lot sharper.
17-31 needs to start three of these, Chris. Fitzgerald, Matt Jones, is it? M. Jones, D. Thomas, T. Pryor in a standard league.
I heard Fitzgerald, who I'd say yes. Demaryius Thomas, yes. And then who's the last one?
Pryor.
Okay, maybe. Who's the other one?
Jones.
Matt Jones.
Matt Jones.
Oh, I guess I am, it's PPR, I'm sitting Matt Jones out of that bunch.
Pryor may play quarterback. You never know. He did last week, right?
Good lineup anywhere.
Who actually takes snaps under center and qualifies a receiver, that's a very good thing.
94-89 is in a standard scoring league. Jeremy Maclin or Travis Benjamin?
Maclin.
Yeah, I think I like Maclin. By the way, more Chiefs news to throw out. Justin Houston today, if you have the Chiefs defense or if you're in one of those leagues that has individual defensive players, Justin Houston cleared to play. He's going to start practicing. The Chiefs are not going to push him hard. They're still looking at early November arrival date for Justin Houston, but he is back and practicing now. So that's good news for the Chiefs and others out there.
Yeah, it is. He's one of the league-leading sackers, and the fact that they're dealing without him and Tom Bahali was banged up coming into the season, they're still not really themselves yet, the Chiefs D.
No, but they're getting better. They're getting better.
Yep. Standard scoring league from 6999, need to pick two, Isaiah Crowell, Devontae Freeman, who I have and I like, Lamar Miller, Frank Gore, or Jordan Howard.
I'm going Jordan Howard and did you say Lamar Miller?
Lamar Miller, Gore, Crowell, and Freeman.
Yeah, Lamar Miller and Jordan Howard.
87-33 in a standard scoring league. I need three. Pryor, Diggs, Brandon Cooks, Demaryius Thomas.
Cooks, Thomas, and Pryor. It's really easy because Diggs is... he's injured and on bye.
26-49.
That's about as bad as it gets.
26-49. Jordan Matthews or Davante Adams moving forward this season in a PPR?
I got to go Matthews. I mean, Adams had a nice showing, but he's still the number three.
All right.
Chris, I got DeMarco Murray not real early, and I kind of debated it, but he's been a godsend for me. And would you agree in from your standpoint?
Yeah, I think he's been one of the best fantasy players in the league so far this year, and I think it's sustainable. Tennessee's offensive line is actually really good. They're committed to him. I think the only issue is whether he holds up, but he held up under a monstrous workload in Dallas a couple of years ago, so you got to be feeling pretty good.
17-31, Marvin Jones or Terrell Pryor in non-PPR?
I guess I'm going to go Marvin Jones. You know, the Rams lost, I forget his name, the corner they just signed to the big franchise contract. And so I think there's some upside.
68-82, is Forte worth an RB2 PPR scoring?
He's a borderline. He's not really catching a lot of passes now, but Al Powell's been coming in catching all the passes. So I'm not very bullish on Forte. He's okay, but I'm not he's a borderline RB2.
You mentioned Simeon, others, as far as injuries are concerned, Chris, and I know you got all that information on the website at rotowire.com. Tell us a little bit about that. Anything else you want to throw out there as well?
Yeah, Eddie Lacy is the guy to watch. Dallas is a pretty bad run defense. The Packers are favored by 4.5, and I think Lacy would have a big day, but we don't really know if he's going to play. So keep an eye on him, and maybe James Starks is a pickup if you're desperate. You can find out all that kind of info at rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You get access to all our latest news, our game day scratches and activations, our weekly rankings, so all your start sit calls can be implicitly answered right on the site. Again, rotowire.com/trial.
All right. Chris, enjoy the games this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, you too, guys.
All right, Chris List joining us live from Berlin, Germany at 10:52 at night. In Berlin. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk a little wrestling. Big event coming up at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Friday night. We'll do that when we come back. Also, we'll have a Little Caesars pizza giveaway coming up. We'll do that in just a little bit here on KGYM.
We know living in a strong, thriving society is important to you. For more than a century, United Way of East Central Iowa has helped make this a reality. From investing in your children's future to ensuring you have safe and affordable housing and helping you navigate the healthcare system, they're with you from day one. When you support United Way, good things happen in our community. So how can you make a difference? You can volunteer, advocate, give. That's the power of you, and that's our United Way. Visit uweci.org/give to learn more.
The high school football pregame show on the gym is presented by Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead to find insurance solutions to lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. HolmesMurphy.com.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros.
with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
We welcome you back at 3:53 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk, as usual on Thursdays, with John Cranton from Gym Fi Sports. Looking forward to that and get his thoughts about college football, NFL, and a whole lot more. And we'll do that coming up on the program tomorrow. Also, the Carl Nerney's Pick 6 coming your way. And we're going to talk, we have tracked down someone to talk Texas football. And we will do that coming up tomorrow. Texas and Iowa State will play on Saturday. That's a night game down in Austin, 4 o'clock with the pregame, 6 o'clock with the kickoff. Ross Bartichek joining us right now. A big wrestling event coming up at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Friday night. High school all-star meet, if you will. Ross, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And let the folks, if they don't know about it, a lot of wrestling fans out there, let us know what's going to be happening down in Iowa City.
Absolutely. Well, like you said, Friday night down in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena, we got a high school wrestling duel going on. That's pretty unique in the fact that, you know, there's not a lot of high school events that get to happen in Carver, let alone a wrestling duel. So we just kind of brought in some of the best talent in Iowa, kids from Ohio, as far away as California, Massachusetts. I mean, there's a lot of good kids that wanted to come into this event. Kind of do an all-star, like you said, but it's not technically an all-star just because it's any good kid that really wanted to come, we brought him in, and we got 13 really great matches going down Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Any notable names that we need to know, Ross?
Oh, man. Yeah, we got Tristan Lara from Fort Dodge as a state champion. Michael Millage is from New Hampton. He's a state champion as a freshman, was runner-up as a sophomore. He was a really big name. We have three kids coming from Oak Park, River Forest, Illinois, who are that's one of the top five high school programs in the nation, probably. And all three of those kids, I believe, are ranked in the top five of their respective weight class in high school. We got a kid from Oklahoma coming up, Caden G. Feller, who's also ranked in the top five of his weight. And the main event of the night is going to be between a sophomore from Colorado named Colton Stoltz. And he's going to be wrestling a kid from Ohio, Jared Campbell. And they're ranked number 3 and 4 at their weight at 220 pounds. So we're really excited about that match. It's really cool to get these wrestlers coming from other states that don't have any ties. You know, not every match is going to have an Iowa kid in it. So it's kind of, you know, we just asked these kids, we're like, hey, you know, there's no real Iowa connection, but do you want to come in and get a match? And they were all for it just to have this opportunity to come wrestle in Carver Hawkeye Arena. And it's just for a great cause. We're IA Wrestle. That's who puts on. We run the event here, but we don't take any money of it. We donate it all back into the sport. Hawkeye Wrestling Club gets all the funds. So we're just looking to bring in some of these high school kids that really want to match and get a chance to wrestle in Carver. So, that's what we're going to do Friday night.
Nice little edge for Tom Brands and his program too, with a little unofficial visit by some of these kids.
yeah, it doesn't hurt to. I'm not actually sure. Last year, Tom didn't watch from the arena, but it is broadcast also on flowwrestling.org. If any wrestling fans probably know that website, but yeah, it's great to have, you know, these guys come in and they get their look at Iowa City, and I know a lot of kids they're really in awe of being in Carver Hawkeye because so many wrestling fans know the venue. And it just resonates with them a lot.
What time's the start? How much more information if people want to find it? Where can they go?
Absolutely. You can go to iawrestle.com. There's links at the top. It's Night of Conflict is one of the drop-down menus. You can find tickets there, or there's a banner on the side. It's $10 general admission. You can also buy tickets the night of, so you don't have to buy them online, but it can get you in the door quicker. The event starts at 7. Doors are planning to open, I think, at 6 o'clock on Friday night. So, you know, last year I think we had over 1,000 fans there. I want to say it was closer to 1,500, but we didn't, unfortunately, do an official account. So So, you know, you got an hour between when the doors open to get in there. So you might want to get there early, make sure you get your parking and you can get in.
All right. Well, Ross, look forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great wrestlers. Thanks for coming on, talking about it a little bit.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, guys.
All right. Ross Bartichek joining us here. That comes up Friday night at Carver Hawkeye. APC coming your way next here on KGYM. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we will go over Bowling Night in America, John Crant tomorrow, plus the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming your way on the Thursday edition of the program. Have a great night, everybody.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
359, we need caller number 6. At 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you are going to be our winner of the Little Caesars Pizza giveaway. Little Caesars Pizza all throughout the corridor, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. More information, go to our website, kgymradio.com. You're going to pick up 5 hot and ready Little Caesars pizzas. Caller number 5, 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.